Seven Sisters. This year should see seven of the eight Broads wherries out sailing on the water. A wherry is a type of boat traditionally used for carrying cargo, with one huge sail and a shallow draft for shallow waterways. Two Broads trading wherries remain, identifiable by their black hull and sail. Albion was built in 1898 at Oulton Broad and worked on the Southern Broads rivers. In the 1930s, Albion's name changed to Plain, and the wherry continued trading on the River Yare, or the Norwich River, as it was often known by wherrymen, right up to the war years. Eventually, Albion became a dumblighter, that is, a towed cargo barge, for the mustard manufacturers Coleman's, and was still doing this work when the Norfolk Wherry Trust took over in 1949. The Trust has been maintaining Albion in sailing condition ever since. Cared for and crewed by volunteers, today Albion is based at Ludham and offers open days, sailing trips and holidays all over the Broads. The income from these activities is used to keep Albion active and afloat. Maud was built in 1899 at Reedham and was extensively restored in the 1980s and 90s. Restoring a wherry is always a long and painstaking job. The Victorians and Edwardians were the first to discover and enjoy holidays on the Broads. Some wherry owners converted trading wherries for holiday use, and then in the early 20th century, pleasure wherries were built, with the same black hull but with a white sail and spacious, luxurious accommodation on board. The pleasure wherry Solace was built at Reedham in 1903 and, like Maud, is privately owned, but both can be seen out on the Broads. Pleasure wherry Harthaw, built at Reedham in 1905 for sisters Ethel and Helen Coleman, is part of the Wherry Yacht Charter Charitable Trust's fleet of four wherries. Harthaw is not currently sailing, but awaits restoration at the Trust's base in Wroxham. The charity is seeking to raise £100,000 to fund this. Harthaw is a large wherry with a lot of work needed, and the spectacular Egyptian-themed interior will require special attention. The Trust's other wherries are all wherry yachts, designed to combine the size of a wherry with the deck space of a yacht. They have white hulls and white sails. These three wherries were all built by Ernest Collins, a famed Wroxham boat builder whose yard was just below the bridge on the Wroxham side of the River Bure, near the Trust's current base. The 1908 Blake's Boating Holiday Catalogue thanks the numerous clients for their support to Ernest Collins and also for their expressions of satisfaction with his pleasure craft, which we can safely say cannot be surpassed on the Norfolk Broads. Olive and Narada were built at Wroxham in 1909 and 1912, and White Moth was built at Reedham in 1915. Olive is returning to the water this year after a period of restoration, and between them, these wherries offer open days, sailing trips and holidays, with the income funding their vital restoration and maintenance work. Though built later at Oulton Broad in 1927, Ardea is a pleasure wherry with a uniquely varnished teak hull. Privately owned, Ardea spent many years in Paris as a houseboat on the River Seine, but returned to Norfolk for restoration completed in 2006. The following websites show activities, events and details of the friends or members groups for some of these boats: wherryalbion.com and wherryyachtcharter.org.